With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Swollen rivers have flooded towns in the south after a days-long deluge of rain.
Days of unrelenting heavy rain and storms kill at least 18 people across the south, including a 9-year-old walking to catch a school bus swept away in floodwaters. Governor Andy Beshear says the Kentucky River in Frankfort has crested, almost breaking a record.
What we have seen is rescue after rescue after rescue.
Other rivers crested to almost near record levels, and some are still rising, says National Weather Service meteorologist Mark Jarvis.
You had the right atmospheric conditions come together to produce extremely heavy rainfall and produce catastrophic flooding.
I'm Julie Walker.
The flood danger remains high in several other states, including parts of Tennessee, Arkansas, and Indiana. International reaction continues to express harsh opposition to President Trump's tariff policy.
China accused the U.S. of protectionism and economic bullying with the tariffs. In Tokyo, losses are occurring as traders don't know which direction President Donald Trump's tariff strategy will go in. Meanwhile, in an interview with Australian network AUBC, analyst Tim Harcourt says the U.S. tariffs hurt on a variety of levels.
They hurt jobs. They are inflationary.
I'm Charles Tulatasma.
Chief Justice John Roberts has agreed to pause a midnight deadline for the Trump administration to return a Maryland man mistakenly deported to a notorious prison in El Salvador. The administration appealed to the Supreme Court Monday, arguing a judge overstepped by ordering the administration to return Kilmar Abrego Garcia to the United States. Trump administration officials have accused him of being a part of MS-13. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 349. This is SRN News. A military chaplain wins a religious freedom battle.
Russell Truby was reprimanded by the Department of Veterans Affairs for delivering a Christian sermon at a hospital in Pennsylvania. But now the VA, under President Trump's direction, has rescinded the reprimand, announcing that chaplains are free to preach sermons with explicitly Christian content at VA facilities. New VA Secretary Doug Collins says his department will uphold the statutory and constitutional rights of military chaplains. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
USA Fencing has disqualified a fencer from a women's tournament in Maryland after she refused to face an opponent who's a man. Stephanie Turner was competing in a USA Fencing-sanctioned regional tournament at the University of Maryland. Online video shows her taking a knee in protest before her match and then being shown a black card by an official and disqualified from the remainder of the event. This is SRN News. U.S. families sue Palestinian-American businessman Bashar Masri. The latest from Felice Friedson.
Families of Americans murdered by Hamas terrorists in the October 7th massacre have filed an action in federal court on Monday. The suit alleges the use of some of the Palestinian Authority showcase infrastructure projects as covers for the development of the massive subterranean maze of terror tunnels that are key to the Palestinian attack on southern Israeli communities. Named in the suit is billionaire Palestinian businessman Bashar al-Masri, whose planned city of Rawabi dazzled urban planners worldwide. Masri's name recently surfaced due to his reported advisory role to former hostage negotiator Adam Boehler on securing the release of hostages held in Gaza. Masri denies the allegations. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.